It's Wednesday, the 10th of September. 9 a.m. An hour later, an hour longer in bed. I had a great sleep last night. Which meant that I got out of bed feeling good again. No zombie-like features, so it's good to feel that way, actually. It's good to feel like, oh, let's get out of bed and get on with things. So, it is a stunningly beautiful morning. Definitely not a morning, though, with that cool air, but the sun has the sky to itself at the moment. And it's beaming right down through the Scots pines and the birch trees, right onto my morning face. It's beautiful. Birds are flitting all over the place. Maybe this kind of weather suits them too, being nice and bright and dry and more wee beasties to eat. I'm looking at my new fence. It's not being painted, stained yet, but it's complete, albeit for a wee secret gate. Just let me go through and maintain the other side if it needs another paint. Well, it will need another paint sometime in the future. So, have that wee secret gate to pop through, but you can't tell it's a gate. In fact, where is it? Oh, lost it. Anyway, it's good to see that up again. And yet it's sad to lose my trees. Maybe I'll be popping through that wee gate more often than I think. I could be a forester. Oh, and that would fit in nicely with my name, my Scots surname. I went to bed last night planning what I was going to do, what I was going to plant, where I was going to plant it. All kinds of things. What kind of shed am I going to get? What trees and bushes need to be moved or taken away? Tiny gossamer threads just drifting by my face. And yet, there's hardly, or appears to be hardly, a breath. Oh, it is wonderful. It's a braw morning. And the birds are whistling in the trees. Oh my God. Oh, let's talk about electric cars coming along, how smooth and silent they are. Well, they are actually. Technological wizardry. Maybe one day. Those overhead tin cans will have such wizardry. Dilithium crystals that make no sound, just a whoosh through the air. There's always a downside to these things, though, isn't there? When you think about it, electric cars are very quiet. So, how many people are going to get run over because they didn't hear an engine coming along? Maybe they'll be forced to, after the first few incidents, they'll be forced to install a wee flash drive that plays some kind of sound off an engine. Oh my God. I'm not joking, by the way. I've worked with those PEDs in industry, and if you're not careful, they do sneak up on you. Oh, wouldn't it be great? Silent jumbo jets. Virtually silent motor vehicles. Oh, wouldn't it be better if we all just got on our bikes and on Shanksy's pony and left the car behind more often? But no matter what, whatever might come, what may come, what might transpire, this very morning, at this time, with the sun beaming down on me, through the beautiful trees, I'm a happy wee bunny at this time. If I could be a happy wee bunny for a period of time every day, that'd be good.